Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release, and just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release, so don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip. And, you know, we had some problematic elements with a white actor portraying... Well,
oh boy.
It's a Native American character in the book. He's not explicitly Native American in the film, but they give George C. Scott a long gray ponytail in that movie, which would imply that he is supposed to be Native American.
Yeah, and the character name is Rainbird, so you're just like, okay, I guess it could be just a regular last name, but that seems a very obviously indigenous.
Yes. And it's just kind of like they fix that aspect in this movie and they give that character other layers, but then what they do to him in the third act, or I guess what happens and what his character trajectory in the third act does not work for me at all in this movie.
No, I actually think that his relationship in the original film is also more interesting, and I think it works better as a result, even though I was intrigued by the possibilities of, like, what could a sequel to this new one look like because we have kept Rainbird alive in this version. But one of the challenges that I had with this new film is that because it is so much shorter and maybe missing things, we don't know, it feels like all of the characters have been stripped down to their most basic driving principles, and no one has any kind of layers or...
Yeah.
Like, everyone is single-mindedly driven by one thing, and often it's very obvious and not very... It's just not very interesting.
But the relationship between David Keith and Drew Barrymore is much more, it pops out of that first movie. That is one of the things that has going for it. Whereas the relationship between Zac Efron and the girl in this movie, I don't feel any of that towards them. And I think that both actors, so Efron, I think, does fine with the very limited material he's given. I think the girl is actually pretty good, but I don't ever really get a sense of their relationship, and I do wonder if part of that is because the mom is given more screen time, but at the same time, I like that the mom is given more screen time in this movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think all of the actors in this film are doing what they can with not very well-written characters.
Right.
I'm perplexed by the decision to make Zac Efron's Andy the person who... I mean, he argues that he's protecting their daughter by basically shielding her to the point where she can't do anything in the real world because she will either expose them or get them all killed, or she will kill someone else. And it feels like a bit of a switch in the commentary to, like, the helicopter parenting that we would normally expect to see from a mom character, whereas Sydney Lemon's Victoria in this film is very much like, well, she's got to kind of learn how to do this stuff. We can't protect her forever. You are way too overbearing and overprotective.
Well, it's funny, right? Because we have a lot of the Emma Glory Rubin's like, you are a real life superhero. So we have this,
oh my
like,
god, that line. Oh my god.
Yeah, there's she actually gets the worst dialogue in the film, which sucks. I love Gloria Rubin, and
I love Gloria Rubin.
Well, and I hate that, like, this who is a, well, because again in the original film, you know, she's like the Martin Sheen character, so they give her more of a boss bitch role, but unfortunately, it's still a nothing role.
Oh god, yeah.
But by giving it this superhero thing, and also this hide it, we actually could give a queer reading to this movie more so than we could to the original film, because it's that very much the X-Men type thing, right?
Right, yeah, which I'm kind of surprised that we don't go into more in either version. Like, there's very much the idea that they want to militarize or weaponize Charlie's abilities. And it's bizarre to me that the film, like both of these films, are more interested in just saying, well, let's just have them go on the run, we'll capture them, and then we'll just have long extended sequences where we'll test them too. Well, more so in the first film, because of course in this new version, Charlie just goes into the woods for about 10 minutes, learns to master her powers, and then she just kills everyone.
That is where we are missing scenes, right?
Oh my god, yeah.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out. And we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.